Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk. It's radio that makes a difference, and we are going to make a difference again here today. But first, we have a couple of things we'd like to share with you.
Well, everybody's looking for something to do for Christmas, something to buy. We suggest a book. You know, this is all about how you answer the call of your spiritual self and, you know, answer those questions like, is it possible to nourish your soul while also meeting your material needs? Well, there's an interesting book out there. It's called The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer. You can find out more about it by going to carlgreer.com. Find some of those answers for yourself.
Yes, and it makes a great Christmas gift as well, so consider that. Also, we want you to consider that Mother Mary and Danielle Gibbons, who channels her and is on our show quite often, is going to be closing out this online retreat that she's doing. It starts on December 2nd. It runs through the 5th. This is online. If you can't be online in person, it will be recorded, but it's going to end on the 5th. Shortly this week, at the end of this week. So jump on that if you haven't registered for it. You can go to belovedpublications.com to register.
Yeah, just go to the event section. You're going to find it there. And this is, of course, an online retreat. That's a little different this year. Hey, we want to mention our fluffy friends, and we're not talking about our fine feathered friends or our four-legged friends, but the FLFE, Focus Life Force Energy Program. You can check that out by going to flfe.net/conscious talk, and they've got a 15-day free trial. You know, no questions asked, no credit card, none of that.
And this is all about technology that creates a high consciousness feel, and the feelings and the benefits of a high consciousness sacred space in your home or on your cell phone. So share it, get it on, it's free, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk.
So, you know, there's been a lot of talk about manifestation and prosperity. So what does that have to do with being? Well, we'll have a chat with transformational coach Esra Olgut to find out. She's the author of Money Does Grow on Trees, The Myths We Create and Live By. So basically, forget about what your father always told you. Listen up. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, sharing and teaching all of us. And this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Hey, our special guest today is Esra Olgut. And, you know, she wrote a wonderful book, and the reason that I glommed onto it right away was I remember hearing this from my father, or not hearing this directly, but the opposite. And the name of the book is Money Does Grow on Trees. And it's about the myths we create and live by. And Esra Olgut has helped people worldwide discover their power to live the life they choose. Today, she's helping people transform their lives to experience their own spiritual and financial abundance through one-on-one coaching and workshops. You know, she has been sought after by individuals, celebrities, and corporations. And with her husband, Ike Olgut, she has pioneered a transformational coaching in Turkey. and co-created a sought-after coaching certification program. So with that, we're going to get into this. We're going to be talking about money does grow on trees. Esra, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Esra, Rob probably heard from his father, money does grow on trees, maybe not, but
no,
I
doesn't grow
doesn't
on trees.
Grow on trees. And I think that a lot of us that grew up in the, you know, late 40s and 50s, we heard this a lot from our parents, that money doesn't grow on trees. So your title of your book really caught our eye. Why did you title your book that?
Well, I came up with the name actually after I wrote it, and I know that that's a saying in America, and we kind of have a similar saying in Turkish, mm-hmm. although we say, oh, you don't find money on the streets, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, what's the English version of that? And, you know, whether it's my life or my husband's life or the clients we work with, we again and again kind of see how the myths that we've created for ourselves in relationship to money or, you know, in relationship to relationships or men or marriage or this or that, the conclusions that we have arrived to as we were experiencing our lives very much then go on to decide how we continue to experience that subject matter. Mm-hmm. So I just thought it would be a catchy title, and mm-hmm. by money does grow on trees, really, the point is actually abundance is always available to all of us, except, you know, the belief systems that we have that are self-limiting.
Right. Well, and so when talking about, I mean, essentially what you're saying is that we create our myths, and then in return, our myths create us. So I wonder what is the inspiration. You know, everyone that writes a book, that goes all the trouble to write a book and spend all of that time and go through all of that effort to finally get it out there, they usually have a personal story as well as a great subject matter. So what brought you here?
Well, it was for me having a lifetime of struggling with, you know, finances ever since I could, you know, remember. And it's not like my parents were super wealthy, but it's not like they were, you know, they were like okay. But regardless, mm-hmm. I always seem to have a struggle with the subject matter. Mm-hmm. And so as I got onto my own kind of spiritual path and self-discovery and yoga and this and that, there came a point in my life where I'm like, you know, I was close to my mid-30s, and I realized that this thing of, like, barely being able to pay rent on a monthly basis is no longer sustainable. I mean, right. It's okay, I felt like, when you're a student, but I didn't want to just continue down on that train track. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when I found my mentor, it was a big, big awakening for me when, through the way he coached me, I was clearly able to see that how I chose to relate to money as just a seven-year-old through something that was, you know, going on. Grown-ups were, you know, talking around me. And they were talking about a woman, a young woman, 25 years old, that had been kind of arranged marriage, married off to a 70-year-old, very prominent doctor. And the conversation was like, oh, you know, this is what women should do. Women should marry for status. Women should marry for money. And, you know, a woman who follows her heart or follows love is just, like, stupid. And I'm, like, having a fit as a seven-year-old, like, listening to this conversation. Of course, they're older people, and, you know, back in their days, you know, life was different. But, you know, my conclusion out of this conversation is that I kind of go, you know, lock myself in the bathroom, look at the mirror, and say and declare. And at that moment, obviously, I, you know, programmed my belief system around money right there. And then I say to myself, I will always follow the way of love, do everything I love to do. And I will always say no to money, as if the two things need to be separated in reality, which,
right.
of course, they don't. Mm-hmm. But this was just the mind of a seven-year-old coming to a specific conclusion out of what she was experiencing in her environment. And so when I discovered my own made-up myth about money and how successfully I had experienced that exactly to the T for 35 years, it just kind of woke me up to, oh, I don't have abundance because I have gone out of my way to reject. And it's a seven-year-old perception that is still running and managing my money life. Mm-hmm. And when I saw how ridiculous that is, and I'm like, of course love and money can exist together. After I made a new, what we call a being choice, well, abundance started to flow into my life, actually without too much effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I want to ask you, stop you there and ask you, what is a being, B-E-I-N-G, what is a being choice?
Well, a being choice is the power that we all have, and I don't think most of us are aware that we have such a power. Mm-hmm. It is that we get to experience in life exactly as we choose to believe things and as we allow things. So, you know, there's always like these great stories of people. One is like Princess Diana. She was very, very young when she told her parents that when she grew up, she was going to be a princess. So a being choice is who and what we decide to be, not on an intellectual level, but from the core of our being.
Yes.
And actually, before I even met my mentor, who then connected me to how I self-limited myself around money through the choice I made to relate to it, way like maybe 2 weeks before that, I made a being choice, and that's why he showed up in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being sick and tired of, you know, just all constant money struggle. I had just met my boyfriend, who now is my, you know, husband, and I was like, oh my God, I'm in my mid-30s. I mean, I don't even have the freedom to have a child right now because of money limitations. Mm-hmm. And that idea right there and then made me decide, you know what? I am going to belong to abundance. And that was a moment in time where I said no to my old reality and yes to a new reality. And then my mentor and the information and all that showed up in my life.
Yeah, very. Yeah. It's really interesting when we make that choice. It's a powerful choice. And like you said, not an intellectual choice, folks. This is something you embody. It's part of who we are. We are abundance and prosperity at the core of our being. And when you make that powerful choice and really decide, you know what, I'm done with that lifestyle where I was limited. You know, it really makes a difference, and it really does bring forth prosperity. And I like what you said about not having to work very hard at it. And that's really the key there, Ezra. That's the key.
Yeah, and you know, you discuss this whole concept throughout the book. But it reminds me about when the student's ready, the teacher appears. Mm-hmm. That, you know, a lot of these old, over the 21 years we've been doing this radio show in Seattle, a lot of these old spiritual sayings that we've all heard and spoken ourselves have come to have new meaning.
Yes.
You know, we've all been drilling down into it. So
they have legs.
Yeah, they have legs. That's one of your Hollywood terms. So when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion with Ezra Ogut. We're talking about her book, Money Does Grow on Trees, The Myths We Create and Live By. So stay with us. There's a lot more. You are listening to Conscious Talk.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at Kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com.
Power up with Conscious Talk. Radio that makes a difference.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on our property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. And drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacyn, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 clear device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacyn medical device.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And, you know, conscious, that's the key word here. And that's what we've been talking about all these years with our mission to give you back to yourself. And that's why we bring you these incredible guests. These people, as Brenda always says, have done the work and then are willing to share it with us. And today's guest is Esra Ogut. That's O-G-U-T. Her book is Money Does Grow on Trees, The Myths We Create and Live By. And I just want to mention her website because this is somebody you're going to want to know about. Her website is Ike, I-K-E, and Esra, E-S-R-A, now.com.
So, Esra, why is this important, this book important in this timing?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I got done with writing the book just before the pandemic, like on the same month. So, you know, it wasn't really kind of, you know, geared towards like, oh, okay, now people are experiencing this, so let me write about it. The inspiration to write it more came from really our certification program, which actually lasts for like over a year and a half. And, you know, we've been doing that since 2016 and just, you know, teaching these concepts and just like having such people being able to have such insane transformations regarding various subjects, but especially in the subject of money, to the point where we get inspired back. Like they kind of do it better and faster than me and my husband did. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just their humongous jump was such an inspiration back to me that I just wanted to put a little bit of it, of course, like 10% of what can be done in a year, or maybe even 1% of what can be done in a year, in a book format to make it available to people that might not, you know, ever come to our course or, you know, can't come to our course. So that was the inspiration, just giving people the tool to do exercises to self-reflect and go on a journey of discovery.
Yeah.
You know, Esra, we've talked about the ego over and over and over. We all know that we have an ego. We call it edging God out. That's sort of our, because we're, yeah, edging God out because we're in our heads and we're separated then from the wisdom in our heart and who we are. And I know you talk about the ego. So why is the ego an important factor in the work that you're doing? And how does knowing about that and maybe taming it or settling it down or quieting it can help us?
When you're talking about getting to a being choice, we get stuck. And, you know, we learn in your book that that has a lot to do with our ego or a misunderstanding of our ego.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Daryl Rutherford, the mentor that trained me, you know, he gave a very, very interesting and different perception of ego, a way that I had never looked at it before, because I came at that point from, primarily a yoga background. And I don't know if this is kind of like, you know, yoga translated in this way in the West, but like, you know, in the yoga circles, oh, ego is just such a bad thing and you shouldn't come from your ego, and ego mm-hmm. up, ego down. And his definition of it kind of blew my mind and made me understand certain things better. And his definition of it is ego is just a function that allows anything that we have chosen to believe to be experienced as a reality by us. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we took that and we ran with it. I saw that relating to the ego in that way, as opposed to it being something bad, actually helped me a lot in my life. Mm-hmm. If we can just look at ego as just like, it's just a perception, it's just a perspective.
Right.
Now, nobody on the earth can claim that they don't have a perspective about anything. No, we all have a perspective about this, that, or the other thing. It's like you almost need to have a perspective in order to have an experience of that perspective. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, I don't care what people claim. No one's devoid of ego, because ego is a mechanism and a function for us to choose something out of a myriad of possibilities and anchor it into the world as our experience. The problem is, once we've experienced something enough, in my case, you know, lack of prosperity and always struggling with money, well, now when we want to change our perception and therefore get to experience a new reality, well, the ego, like our, you know, loyal soldier, keeps bringing us back into the anchoring of whatever we've previously decided.
Right.
So then there becomes a conflict between where we want to go and what we've programmed into the computer to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So relating to the ego in a new way is basically kind of considering the function of the ego as we're giving it a new program to uphold.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, not to try to get rid of the ego, but rather to understand it, to work with it, to understand that it's our loyal soldier. And that is very much, we're very much going to need its function also in the new programming that we're placing.
Right.
So thanks to my ego being now transformed into, you know, a reality of upholding abundance, I can keep creating abundance. If my ego didn't get that, I would probably, like, you know, create sporadically abundant, and then it would all disappear again because there's no anchoring point.
Right. You'd be back into the struggle that a lot of people have. It's very interesting because I recently read a book, and one of the things that I did was I have a name for my ego, the side of my brain. The brain has four different parts, and the side of my brain that carries the ego, I have a name for her. And so once I named her and started speaking with her, so to speak, it's making a difference. And I just thought I'd throw that in there because it's a technique that I'd never thought of before, and it wasn't my original thought or creation. It was from this book. But I really enjoyed it because I'm getting to know her better, and I'm asking her to work with me and beautiful. To know I'm always safe, because that's part of the ego, is to defend. And part of that defense is to keep us the same. So I just thought I'd throw that in there because I know that you have done a lot of work with the ego, and I thought your work is fascinating.
Thank you so much. I'd love to give one more example if we have time.
Yes, sure.
Well, yeah.
With how the ego kind of, defends the old reality. There's a friend of mine that we were conversing with in Istanbul. And, she does life coaching, but in a different kind of methodology. Anyway, she was talking to me and she's like, this whole money thing, I haven't been able to figure out. I've been going in and out of workshops and courses for 10 years. And it's just, I don't know what's wrong with me. And that's the problem. When we look at the problem as like, we're trying to do something, but we're mm-hmm. not achieving it. Mm-hmm. That's very problematic. So I said to her, instead of seeing it like, I can't manage, I can't get there, I can't do it, what if you were to look at the problem as you're getting exactly what you want, which is just enough money to survive? Maybe somewhere deep inside, you just want enough to be able to comfortably survive. And that's why more is not coming. And she's like, don't be ridiculous. I know what I want. I want more. I'm like, okay, let's put it to the test. And she's like, okay. So I'm like, okay, close your eyes. And I got her to visualize that, now she has, incredible amounts of prosperity. She has all these investments. And therefore, she doesn't need to actually work, but she just works because she's inspired to. And it's not because she has to pay the bills. And I'm just going on and on and on with the details, putting her into this vision. And there she is in front of me. She started sweating. She's mm-hmm. like, oh, my God, I feel all this heat. And she's just like taking off her jacket. And I'm like, uh-huh. And I'm like, what's going on? Her face is going red. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, my God, I'm just like feeling such a big feeling of shame in this vision. Mm. And I'm like, okay, well, let's discover what's underneath that shame. What are you feeling shameful about? And then, bam, she connected with her belief system. And she's like, oh, my God, mm-hmm. what I believe is that if I have more, others will have less because of me.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
And so, once she connected to her own setup, and saw how she's limiting herself. But what does the ego do at that point? Well, the ego, since it's been given this code and it has to protect this code, because as you said, ego is a protecting factor. Mm-hmm. Well, the ego is going to go out of its way without us even realizing to keep prosperity at a distance. Because as far as it's concerned, it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to that programming and according to that belief system.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, as you explained before, the ego has a job, and mm-hmm. it is that trustworthy soldier, as it were, and it is that constant until, you reshape your being, your beliefs. Mm-hmm. This is what, for those on the science side of the line, the pure science, this is neuroplasticity at work. So
at its highest level, yeah.
Yeah, you see how it all comes together. Well, folks, we're here with Esra B. Ogut, O-G-U-T. Her book is Money Does Grow on Trees. It's The Myths We Create and Live By. You can find out more about her by going to IkeandEsraNow.com. But we have her for more segments, so hang in. We'll be back after these messages.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Want more freedom, abundance, and love? Start your day with Conscious Talk.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power PH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power PH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power PH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
This is Brenda Michaels, and if your life is stressful and unfulfilling and you'd like to make changes but don't know how, Rob and I recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer, a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase the book, click the link in our site sponsor section or go to carlgreer.com. That's carlgreer.com.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back, folks, and thanks for being with us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Our website, conscioustalk.net. Remember, all these shows are archived on our site, usually stay up there for almost 2 years, all free to download. We also podcast each show and, stream live from 7 to 8 a.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So these are the ways that you can tune in. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And And I'm Rob Spears, and we are here with Esra B. Ogut, and we're talking about her book, Money Does Grow on Trees. Yep, that's right. Money does grow on trees, and it's the myths we create and live by. So, Esra, let's talk about one of the things that you talk about in your book, and that is called the Spender's Law. Can you explain what that one is?
Sure. The Spender's Law is the need to spend in order to feel good about yourself or in order to feel prosperous. So it's when we can think of it like, when we're just having so many kind of thoughts and feelings of lack, it's like a hungry stomach, you know? You keep needing to spend money to fill up that emptiness. And it's all temporary because you spend and, you know, you feel good for 2 seconds and then your bill arrives at the end of the month and it's like you've overspent and you're freaking out. So, yeah, the Spender's Law was a tough one for me because my mentor kept on saying, Esther, you're on the Spender's Law, you're in the Spender's Law. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's ridiculous. I only make $1,000 a month, which was the case at the time. Like, what about it am I going to save? Like, there is nothing there to save. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, after being stubborn about it for, I think, over a year, at one point I said, you know what? I don't care. Even if I just put $100 aside of savings, I'm just going to do or die do this. And when I did, a lot changed for me because, you know, when we get into the positive cash flow, even if it's like a very insignificant amount, when there's more money coming in than actually going out, and it's going to be different for everyone, different for every budget, then it's very easily we can stay in a positive perspective towards prosperity. We can easily say, I have, and there's more, and it's becoming, and there's more, and, you know, there's abundance, instead of getting into the lack story. Mm-hmm. So the Spender's Law is kind of like just choosing to relate differently to prosperity. And we can only get there, actually make a budget, make sure we're in a positive cash flow every single month if we have a good relationship with money to begin with. Yeah. So if we're not doing that and we don't have savings, no matter how big or little money we're making, that right there is a clue we have some sort of underlying negative belief in relationship to money.
Yeah. And look, your book, throughout the book, what you're talking about is prosperity consciousness versus kind of what we know. You're talking about a different kind of freedom that has to do with our being as opposed to our financial goals. You know, most people, they get into that lack thing and they keep creating it no matter how much money they have because they need to fill that hole. But so tell us a little more about prosperity consciousness.
You know, you're very right in what you're saying. There's even like celebrities, for example, one of the ones that are in trouble, I'm not going to say by name,
right,
but makes $20 million per movie. And is like financially at this point broke. Well, when you look at the spendings, it's $2 million of spendings a month. So when you just do the simple math, well, if you're making 20 and you're spending $24 million, obviously you're in $4 million debt every single, you know, year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to underline your point, it has nothing to do with how much money or how little or big money amounts of money we make. Prosperity consciousness, for me, is beginning to feel wealthy before the money even shows up.
Right.
Yes.
And one way to do that is through a constant focus of gratitude and, again, bringing the abundance into the now.
Yes.
By how you choose to focus in your life. And just one quick, really great example is a client in our certification. When she came, she had $7 of savings, imagine. And so she understood that prosperity is not what you have, what you don't have, but it's about how you choose to look at life.
Well, hold that thought. Hold that right there, Esra, and we will finish up this story when we come back from this really quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Scream it loud from the rooftops.
Conscious Talk delivers.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
Well, it ended up really, really nicely because she got it. It's not like, oh, waiting for the money to arrive in order to, you know, start feeling wealthy. Because when we depend on that, no matter how much money arrives inside, we still don't feel wealthy and or abundant. So what happens is then we need to get rid of what we created to match
right.
what we're actually feeling. Mm-hmm. So she really got that. And so when her savings went from $7 to $14, the way she chose to look at that is like, oh, my God, I just increased my savings by 100%.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's the perception of abundance.
Yes.
And then in a year and a half, she had $60,000 of savings, and she bought herself a home. Imagine, in just a year.
Yeah.
Because
wonderful.
We are more powerful than something material like money. You know, at the end of the day, it's just a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. And it's valuable to the degree of the meanings we upload on it.
Right.
And so when she took her power from money to her own perception and her own feelings, regardless of the conditions, that's when the conditions can shift and change very quickly.
Yes. I really love that story. And it really does prove that when we, and I like to say, you said, take your power from, you know, the lack of money. And even would you say, Ezra, the power back from lack, period? Because what I find in my clients, when they lack money, they have pretty much across the board a lack consciousness. So they lack loving relationships. They lack enough friends. They lack looking a certain way. It just goes on and on and on. Does that stand true with what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, since the book subject is money, I'm just kind of harping more in that direction. But it's true for everything. And when someone is kind of, let's say, in that mode, it's very important, I believe, to ask them, well, what's your gain in remaining in the lack zone?
Mm-hmm.
Because usually there's some sort of a gain that is being derived. That's why, although they're very powerful to change their realities, they don't.
Yes.
And that's very important. Again, like, why are we creating what we're creating? Mm-hmm. What is our gain? What's the gain in the problem? What's the gain in the limitations?
Mm-hmm. It's such a great question. I have to tell you a quick story. When I was experiencing cancer 30-some years ago, and this was my third bout, and I met a doctor who was an oncologist at the time, but realized that the chemicals or the chemotherapy wasn't really a solution, and he had moved over toward more holistic but also more consciousness around illness. And I went to one of his seminars, and he said this to all of us. He said, we all create our reality. And that was the first time I'd ever heard that. And he says, so what you're living right now, you've helped create. This isn't coming from guilt or shame. We open the door to situations where we can become ill. And cancer happens to be the one we're dealing with right now. So he said, I want you all to take out a piece of paper and write down your secondary gain for having this illness. What are you gaining from it? And I have to tell you, Esra, that was a huge eye-opener for me.
Yeah, and it's also, look, if you want to break it down to the most basic logic here, if you can create something, you can uncreate it. Or, as you learned through reading Esra's book, you can create something different. Mm-hmm. So that's what it's all about. This book is a mini training, as you said, isn't it, Esra?
Yes. I mean, I just really wanted it to be a book where people can use it not just informationally, but as like a kind of a mini guidance for self-reflection. And some of the feedbacks I've been getting from the people who have read it, there are people who are also able to shift around some physical stuff,
mm-hmm.
which is really cool
yep.
by understanding,
yep.
you know, these perceptions.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that gain that you're talking about is amazing. It reminds me of my mentor story, where his secretary had bone cancer.
Mm.
And he didn't know about it, so she was asking for, you know, leave to be able to go and do this bone transplant, something somewhere. And he just like turned around to her and he goes, "What's your gain in having cancer? I thought you divorced your husband a long time ago." And apparently it got created at that time when she was, you know, kind of going through a difficult time and wanted to
right.
kind of get out of the relationship. So he just said that. It's like something so simple. He's like, "Haven't you already divorced your husband? Like, why do you need the cancer for?"
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all he asked. And she kind of like had this weird look on her face. So it must have created an aha in her, as
mm-hmm.
You shared in your story. So anyway, mm-hmm. she goes to the bone transplant place, and, you know, the cancer has disappeared. And they
yep.
think they made a mistake, so they kept on doing the test again and again. And no, it had disappeared.
Yeah.
So it is a possibility, but it is a very high standard, really, to be able to apply this. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I teach this day in and day out, and my husband work on ourselves day in and day out, and yet I do get into spins myself when I just can't, like, you know, my ego's like, "No, I didn't create this. It's impossible. I didn't create this." But really, if I look deeper
mm-hmm.
and see how I'm setting it up, which is like a puzzle to be solved,
right.
the empowerment that comes from it is just, oh, my God.
Yeah, and actually that's the fun part, because we're very similar. And, you know, we're a 24/7 couple
mm-hmm.
and we're hanging out in a home office and a home radio studio. And what we, you know, get from all of this is a lot of fascination at, I wonder how I created
yeah,
this.
Yeah, and
you know.
what were the thoughts behind it? What beliefs that perpetuate those? And, yeah, you
yeah,
just kind
yeah,
of unravel
we,
it.
We laugh a lot and say to each other, "What was I thinking?" So,
or not thinking. So
yeah.
We have a couple minutes left, Esra, and what I'd like you to do is give our audience one practical tool they can use on their path to prosperity.
I just want to say before we go, I love the story you guys just shared.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, something is a tragedy, and the minute we get out of our own limitation in our own way, that tragically seeming thing becomes the biggest comedy.
Right.
So,
yes.
I would say, you know, when you're dealing with transformational, transformation of the self of any kind, just have fun with it. be like a child, play. Mm. None of it is that serious. And the second thing I'd like to say is, you know, have an exercise of gratefulness that you do every day, not only for what is already present in your life, but also what you would like to be experiencing as if it's already happened.
Yes.
I find that tool extremely incredible, and that's the main tool I use for creating my reality consciously. Mm.
That's right. Cool. Well, this book, Money Does Grow on Trees, The Myths We Care and Live by Esra B. Ogut, O-G-U-T, you know, is actually a great little course in the law of attraction and other things, but she hits those key things that, you know, so many have missed. So we highly recommend it. And if you want to find out more about Esra and her husband, both of which work together and do incredible seminars and other teachings, you can go to IkeAndEsraNow.com.
And that's I-K-E, and Esra is E-S-R-A, now.com. IkeAndEsraNow.com. Well, Esra, it has been a real pleasure having you on our show. We feel
likewise.
Like you're a kindred spirit.
And yeah, with gratitude,
with
shall
lots of
we
gratitude.
Say. Yeah, right.
Yes, very, very appreciative of you and the work you're doing out there in the world, from our hearts to yours. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. And, you know, let's always, like, remember, as you said at the beginning of the show, you know, when we're ready, when we make that being choice, the universe shows up no matter
Amen.
What. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you so, so very much for having me on.
You're welcome. And folks, thank you. Have a beautiful day. We'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk. What does healing mean to you? Are you physically in pain, emotionally distraught, spiritually adrift, mentally confused, frightened, driven by thoughts of the past or future? After years of healing work on ourselves and others, Rob and I have developed energetic and vibrational methods to help you heal your body and transform your consciousness to support a new level of well-being and health. All these energetic bodies, when in balance, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, contribute to your overall health and well-being. This timing calls for us to wake up and become who we really are, leaving behind the illusion that getting sick and old is normal. Let us help you reach a new level of health and well-being, a level of consciousness that is filled with new possibilities. If you're ready to move forward and heal the whole of you, give us a call at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909.
Conscious Talk, radio that rocks the soul.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes but don't know how? Conscious Talk Radio recommends The Necktie and Jaguar by Carl Greer, a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase the book, click the link in the sponsor section or go to carlgreer.com. That's C-A-R-L-G-R-E-E-R.com.